Number seven, once a wounded part is healed, then you can command the demonic to come off. Remember, the wounds in your soul are created by sin, and sin gives the legal right to the demonic. Once that wound is healed, then you can begin to make war with the demonic, and it's going to be way easier. Here's the thing. I'm not trying to discourage you, but remember I'm saying this to you. While you're getting those wounds healed, they might take more than one session, might take a couple days, a week, I don't know. But while they're getting healed, the demonic's going to kick up some dust to try to discourage you from getting the healing. Okay? Remember, you put the blood on the sin that creates the wound, but until the wound itself is healed, the demonic still has the right to be there. Do you understand? You put the glory light on the wound, then when the wound is healed, then the demonic can be taken off. Okay, anybody feeling any manifestations right now? I just want to ask. Anybody having a backache, neckache, sore throat, tummy ache? Raise your hand. Okay. I speak to the demonic right now and I command all manifestations to stop. I put the grace on the temple right now. It says in Zechariah 2 that grace was spoken to the temple. I decree the wound that you are attached to that's causing you to manifest will be healed in the light and you will have to go. I send out angels right now to bind you and to put you under torment.
Yes.
You stop manifesting now. You stop tormenting now. In the name of Jesus right now. Say me. The name, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Okay, how many people felt it move? Raise your hand if you felt it move. One, there, it moved off of you. Okay, moved off of you, moved off of you, moved off of you. Okay, moved off of you big time. Okay. You have the right to do that while it's happening. Okay, don't, if you get a backache, a neckache and stuff, it's something's manifesting. You're not being delivered, you're manifesting, it's different. Okay, you command it to be bound until the wound gets healed in the light of Jesus. Okay, God will give you grace. Okay, how are you doing? Okay? Yeah, okay, all right. You're going to have to deal with a lot of spirits, but I'm going to give you some helpful tips here. Okay, one of the spirits you're going to deal with while your wound is being healed is witchcraft. Why witchcraft? Because all sin is a sin of rebellion. When you sin against yourself, you're rebelling against God. Okay, not when somebody sins against you, but when you sin against yourself. And 1 Samuel 15 says that rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. So these wounds have witchcraft attached to them. Okay, and let me tell you something. They're going to kick up some major dust while you're trying to get those wounds healed. Witchcraft, one of the things witchcraft does is it bewitches your mind. So if you start feeling confusion of mind and anxiety and distress, you're being attacked by the spirit of witchcraft that's attached to the wound. Okay, let me just give you an example. I remember when I started working on the wounds that came from my drug abuse. I did me and my husband at the same time. That's over 20 years of massive sin of rebellion through drug abuse. Can you imagine how much witchcraft was on that? I'm slamming up dope like 3-4 times a day and slamming up other people, intravenously injecting other people with dope for 20 years. That's a lot of witchcraft. I started by repenting first. The day I started just happened to be the Day of Atonement, which is the most powerful day of repentance on the Jewish calendar. Right. So I'm like, thank you, God, because I got 20 years of junk to repent for. So I used those days, and the power of the day of Yom Kippur was loosed on our sins. And it just like washed out our sins, man, in that powerful encounter in that day. Then I began to soak them in the glory light. The very first night I started, I'm fiercely soaking the light all night long. And all night long, listen to me, I wasn't just having dreams. How do you know that you can go beyond dreams and become actual encounters? You actually get transported or translated places. And I was actually in places where I had been doing drugs, and cats and witches and demons are assailing me full force. Why? I'd already repented for the sin. Why? We already talked about this. The blood is for the sin. The light is for the wound. The wound was still getting healed in the light. I had 20 years of wounds to get healed in the light. As long as those wounds were still there, witchcraft was going to go at my throat to try to make me stop as fiercely as it could. And I was assailed all night long. All night long. When I woke up in the morning, one of the things the spirit of witchcraft does is it bewitches your mind. I woke up in the morning, my mind was overrun. But remember, I told you I used to have dreams about doing drugs all the time, even though I didn't want to and I wasn't. that spirit of witchcraft had convinced me that those dreams were true, that they weren't dreams, that I actually was doing it, that all these years that I'd been out of prison, I was actually having a double life, even while I was doing the ministry, that I was going out, sneaking around, doing dope. I mean, I was that assailed in my mind. That spirit of witchcraft had bewitched my mind that much. There was that much of a war, a battle going on. And when I woke up, I was reeling. I was sitting on the side of my bed going, no, that can't be true. No, I don't receive that. No. My mind was filled with fog and confusion, and I had to sit there and think, wait a minute now. And the Lord began to put facts in my mind. You got out of prison and you were drug tested. You were drug tested as part of your probation. You passed every test. What do you mean I was doing drugs this whole time? The Lord had to give me these facts. I had to decree them out loud. I had to fight to clear my mind, because that spirit of witchcraft that was on my sins of rebellion was so thick that I had been assailed and bewitched that much. So you know what I did? I soaked in the light some more. Amen. Because Jesus' blood is powerful enough to atone for all my sins. I had spent a whole day in Yom Kippur repenting for every sin, every time I did drugs, and for my husband's too. And now it was all about the wound. It was all about getting the wound healed in the light. And that spirit of witchcraft was trying to stop me. So I said, you know, I know exactly how to make war with you. I'm just going to soak my wound in the light some more and some more and some more and some more and some more. And that night I got the healing for 20 years of doing drugs 3 or 4 times a day. Look, there's some powerful tips I can give you about the demonic, but we'll be here all day. You need to get my teaching called the Healing School CD set. In that school, you're going to learn all about demonic kings and all the powers and master spirits underneath them in their kingdoms. And instead of having to rebuke thousands and thousands of all these different kinds of demons, we even show you about the one demonic king that you can tie all the rest with and command them to come up and off of your soul wounds all at one time. Yes, you have to get this. It's the Healing School CD set. Listen, bite into this revelation. Don't let go. God told me that most people can be completely healed in their soul from anywhere from 6 months to a year. And as we begin to cultivate this revelation, it's going to be even faster to where it's immediate inside the meetings. And when the glory and the light hit and everybody just gets all their wounds healed inside in like one session and one sitting in the light. You're going to get out of it what you put in it. Let me ask you a question. Do you have many promises that are being held up and you're not getting the manifestation of things you've been believing for? You know why? Because you haven't been rebuilding your soul. Where is the temple of the Lord now? We are the temple of the Lord, right? What does 1 Corinthians 6:19 say? That if anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy him, for God's temple is sacred and you are that temple, right? So the rebuilding of the temple can today be applied to us as the rebuilding of your body and your soul, correct? In the book of Haggai, what happened? The people came back from their captivity in Babylon, and they were given an assignment to rebuild the temple of the Lord. And they started out, right? They started to rebuild it, and then they stopped. The scripture says they stopped for 18 years, and they went to attend to their own houses and their own things that they wanted to do. And you know what God said to them? I'm just going to skim through it because I hardly have any time. He said, look, you planted much and you've harvested little. You put clothes on, but you were never worn. You earn wages to have holes in your purse. Give careful thought to your ways, says the Lord Almighty. Go up to the mountains, bring down timber, and rebuild my temple. Rebuild my house. So I may take pleasure in it. You expected much. It turned out to be little. You brought home a harvest. I blew it away. Why? Because my house, my temple, remains in ruin. While each of you are off doing your own thing. Therefore, because of you, the heavens are closed. The crops have been withheld. The earth, no dew is coming to the earth. I called for a drought on the fields and the mountains, on the grain and the new wine, the oil, and whatever the ground produces, on men and cattle, and on all the labor of your hands. Because they stopped the work on rebuilding the temple, everything was shut down. The promises weren't manifesting. They weren't coming. You've got to bite into this. What I'm teaching you today, you're not going to, you don't walk out of here and say, okay, let's go to the next conference. Yay. Go to the next conference. That's fine. But you need to stick with this. You need to say, this is something I'm going to do. And I'm going to work on it every single day. I'm going to soak in the light. I'm going to get my target until I get that wound healed. And after that wound healed, I'm going to start soaking immediately again to get my next wound. And I'm going to soak that wound in the light until I get that wound healed. And then I'm going to start immediately again and soak until I get my next target and soak that in the light until it gets healed. Yeah. And you need to do it until you're completely healed in your soul. And you can be completely healed in your soul. Because it says in Luke 11, verse 36, if then your entire body is illuminated, having no dark part, it will be wholly bright with light, as with a lamp with its bright rays that gives you light. You see, according to that scripture, you can be completely filled with light and have no dark part in you from the wounds in your soul. You can be completely healed in your soul. It is possible for that to happen. It's not arrogance. It's biblical truth. In the story in Haggai, it says in chapter 2 that the Lord said, when you laid the stones of the foundation, when you started to rebuild the temple, from that day on, will I bless you. Hear that? Okay, expect to be thoroughly healed. Once you're totally healed in your soul, use the light to keep yourself healed. This is a tool you need to use for the rest of your life. Listen to me. You get your soul healed, but then what happens? Somebody says something to you and you go, oh, that was rude. What did you do in the past? Oh, Lord, I forgive them and I repent for being upset at them. And then what happened with the next day? Somebody would mention your name and you go, oh, that person said this about me. Oh, Lord, forgive me. Oh, my God, I repent, Jesus, for saying that. I repent for being mad at them. What's the matter, Lord? I already forgive them. How come I feel like that? Because the wound is still there. Because when somebody goes, oh, you did this, they literally took their fingernail and scratched at your soul. And you forgive them, and you repent for being upset, but that scratch is still there. And that scratch is going to come up the next day and make you say, that person, ew. Okay, so you use the light to keep your soul healed. Finally, if you want to have the biggest light infusion you could possibly have, then you have to begin to release light on yourself to soak your soul in worship. Why? Because the scripture says that God inhabits the presence of our praise, okay? When we begin to be in worship, God's presence or his glory comes down and inhabits our praises. A tangible manifestation of glory arrives when you worship God. Now remember, what's in the glory? In Matthew 17, when Jesus went up on the Mount of Transfiguration, it says that the cloud, the glory cloud that covered him, was, quote, composed of light. Remember, Malachi 4:2 says, Jesus, the Son of Righteousness, arises with healing in his wings, the glory, and his beams of light. Okay, Jesus' glory light heals the soul. So when you begin to worship and cultivate the presence of God, then his glory will come, and that glory will just be so filled with light. And then during your worship, as you're praising him and the glory comes, you can begin to decree that that light is going on your mind. It's going on your will. It's going on your emotions. And you're going to see an accelerated healing of your soul in the glory that comes when you worship, because there's so much light in it. Remember what the scripture says, that we're transformed into his image, into his likeness, from glory encounter to glory encounter. That's because the glory has light in it. Amen. So worship, put on some music, begin to praise and worship Jesus. And when that glory comes, the light is there. It's available for you to apply to your soul in a more powerful way than you can ever imagine. And that's probably one of the most powerful ways to apply light to your soul, is in the glory during your time of worship. Amen. Amen.